Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from North Pole Flight Command. I'm Alfred Stocking. Santa is now just 90 minutes away from launching. The weather is incredibly bad this hour at the North Pole, with heavy snow and blustery winds peaking at around 140 miles an hour. But so far, the lights are green, indicating Santa's launch is on schedule. In another sign, the North Pole State Department has just announced the support of several world governments for Santa's flight over the next 30-something hours. Here to tell us about that is Elf Danforth Cummings of the Department of State. Mr. Cummings, are there any governments refusing Santa's visits this year?
Not really, Red.
When you say not really, does that include North Korea, sir?
We have an agreement in principle with North Korea, Red, which means Santa is going there. We just have a few last-minute details to iron out. I am not able to speak to those at this time.
I know this might be a delicate question, and you don't have to answer it, of course, but the leader in North Korea last year asked for a missile launch system, and Santa didn't deliver that. I'm wondering what's on his wish list this year.
You're right. I can't really comment on that, Rand. It's part of our ongoing discussion. But let's say Santa has his wish list and is well aware of everything the dear leader wants. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cummings, for that amazing insight to one unknown part of Operation Merry Christmas. We're glad things are working out for Santa's flight tonight, even in North Korea. From the North Pole, where Santa has our wish list to, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.